Good morning. Let me straighten things out here. There we go. Glad to have you with us this morning. Thanks for worshiping with us. And I've been going through this request time, and today's one of those requests. Someone wrote and they said, I want to hear a sermon on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So we're going to do that this morning. And next week might be in Daniel. And then Zachary might be preaching for us. I don't know. I'm trying to twist his arm a little bit for Children's Sunday, which is the last Sunday of the month. So be in prayer for that. Benson, raise your hand. Stand up. Benson's going back to Taiwan. So let's give it all up for Benson. Give him safe travel. Thank you for playing the drums for us, for helping us out. You know, I've heard that people just don't leave Lawrence County. That's just what I've heard. Is that true? I can't believe he's going back to Taiwan, but he don't know this, but I think he'll be back, don't you? And we hope he is back. So have a safe travel back, and thanks for helping us out. If you have your Bibles, turn over to Daniel chapter 3, or your smartphones. It's a little over halfway through your Bibles. I'm glad Katie played Softly and Tenderly. I love that song. And every time I hear it, I think of Joey Feek. Anybody know Joey Feek? You follow her life and her story. But if you've never heard her sing Softly and Tenderly, if you're not a crying person, you soon will be when you listen to her sing that. I want to talk to you about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from Daniel chapter 3 in just a second. But before I do that, let me tell you about this story that I was reading. And it was about a blazing fire that broke out in a small village town. And several fire trucks came from miles around different towns. You know how they do. We used to always say, if you have a fire in Wabash County, West Salem's going to be there before Mount Carmel is. Did I say that? Is that on here? But anyway, all these fire trucks came to this blazing fire, and they all stayed on the hill. Well, the problem was down in the valley was where the blazing fire was, but they were scared. And none of the fire trucks from surrounding towns would even go down there at all. But pretty soon, you see this old, ruggedy 1950s or 60s fire truck come chugging up the hill. And then when he gets to the top, he goes blazing right down into the fire. And you get these redneck firemen, Curtis, redneck firemen with their overhauls on, and they jump off this 1950s or 60s truck and they begin battling that fire, and pretty soon they put that fire out. Well, the townspeople who were all up on the hill because they were scaredy cats, they said, well, we got to do something special for these firemen. So they held a banquet and they gave the fire department in town there, or that town, a $1,000 check. Pretty good, huh? And the mayor of the town asked the chief, what are you going to do with that $1,000? And he said, we're going to get some old brakes for that old truck. If you didn't get that, you'll get about 2 or 3 o'clock, and then you'll call me and you'll start laughing. Let me ask you this morning, as we focus on Daniel chapter 3, what do you do when the heat's on? What do you do when the heat comes your way and you're standing right in the middle of fire, significantly talking about, and what do you do when things go wrong, things go bad? What do you do? A lot of people hightail and run, or they hide. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't run, they didn't hide. They stood in the midst of fire for their Lord. Just to catch you up a little bit to Daniel chapter 3. In Daniel chapter 1, the book opens with King Nebuchadnezzar, who had just defeated the nation of Israel. And he'd taken hostage some of the best, finest young men in all of Israel. And he put them in work for his palace. And there was 4 of them that really stood out above all the other rest. Not only Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but who else? Daniel. And of all the 4, Daniel rises to the top. He, remember Joseph of the Old Testament? He was a prime minister over all of Egypt. Well, Daniel became similar to that in Babylon. And he became quite notorious. And matter of fact, when he became that prime minister in Babylon, he requested that three of his friends that had also been brought over, that they become administrators. And guess who they were? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. However, as we come to chapter 3, even in the height of the popularity of these four men, we come up with a problem. There's a problem. We'll read about it. Beginning with Daniel chapter 3 and verse 1. I'm going to read. I don't know how else to break it apart here. It says, King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold 90 feet high, 9 feet wide, set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. He then summoned the satraps, the prefects, the governors, the advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all other providential officials to come to the dedication of the image he had set up. So the satraps, the prefects, the governors, advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all other providential officials assembled for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before it. Then the herald loudly proclaimed, "This is what you are commanded to do, O peoples, nations, and men of every language. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown in the blazing fire." Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, the flute, did I say this before? The zither, the lyre, the harp, and all kinds of music, all the peoples, nations, and men of every language fell down and worshiped the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. At this time, some of the astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. They said, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, O King, live forever. You have issued a decree, O King, that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, and the pipes, and all kinds of music must fall down and worship the image of gold, and that whoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown in the blazing furnace. But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the providence of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, O King. They neither serve your gods nor worship the image of gold you have set up." Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now when you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipes, and all kinds of music," you're going to have it all memorized before we get done here. "If you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing fire. Then what God will be able to rescue from my hand?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing fire, the God we serve is able to save us from it. And he will rescue us from your hand, O king." Now I want you to circle verse 18. "But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." You got to realize you don't say this to a king, but they did. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated how many times? 7 times hotter than usual, and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You got their name yet? And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. They fell at some time, didn't they? Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Weren't there three men that were tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, O king." He said, "Look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the 4th looks like a son of God's." Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High, come out, come here." So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, and the seraphs, the prefects, the governors, they condensed it here, and their royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was their hair on their head singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. Then King Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel," circle that, angel, "and rescued his servants. They trusted him and defied the king's commands and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces, and their homes be turned into piles of rubble, so no other God can save in this way." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to the province of Babylon. That's a great story, you know what? Matter of fact, it's an awesome story about how to be faithful, literally under fire, even in the flames of fire. I can't help it. Every time I hear the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it makes me burst into song. "No, we didn't start the fire. It's been burning since the world's been turning," by Billy Joe, one of the greatest artists. Amen. I couldn't help myself. Whatever the case, this is an awesome story. A story about faith under fire. About someone who was faithful in the midst of persecution and trials and tribulations. It's about men being faithful from start to finish, not lacking in the middle. There's only a few in the Bible that have that resume. Joseph of the Old Testament is one of those people. Daniel of the Old Testament is one of those people. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are three others of those people. They were faithful from start to finish. And we can't find anything on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, nor Daniel, nor Joseph. But the Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." I love Daniel 3:17. "If we are thrown into the blazing fire, the God we serve is able to save us, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king." But, don't you like the word "but" in the Bible? But. Not that kind of but. "Even if he does not rescue us, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up." When I went to Burma in 2000, it's been a while, I couldn't believe all the worship of these pagan idols. And you know, Burma doesn't have much money because they pour whatever money they got into these idols. Beautiful gold temples, idols set up to Buddha, and they would take their shoes off. You couldn't go in there. You couldn't go in their temples without taking your shoes off. One time, I even had to weigh myself. I thought maybe there was a weight limit. I couldn't get in there. But we went in. We went into Burma, and we went into these temples. And I did what they told me to. I took my shoes off, and I walked up through there. And these people were bowing down to this big goat, hundreds of thousands of dollars image, made in the form of Buddha. My, oh my, how people are brainwashed into worshiping things they know not supposed to worship. And it doesn't have to be an image, a 90-foot image or something in Burma. It can be, you can worship a person, do you know that? You can worship your house or your car or your vacation place or your motorcycle or your camper that needs a new roof that I'm working on now. You can worship all that stuff and can become an idol. You can worship your kids. I know some people that would rather go see their kids than come to church. I have a better idea. Why don't you go see your kids and bring them to church? Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego gave it all over to God in the midst of their fierest test of all their lives. They gave it over to God. And if there's something I want you to remember today, no matter what you're going through, give it to him. Amen. Just give it to him. Amen. It might be a relationship problem. It might be a habit you're dealing with. It might be a sin that is in your life. Everybody else is doing it, though, so why can't I? Give it over to him. Give it over to him, and he'll take care of it. This morning, real quickly, I believe there are three valuable lessons we can learn from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Follow along in your bulletin outlines. The first one is this: learn to expect some heat from time to time. Friends, if you're doing what God wants you to do, if you're reading your Bible like you're supposed to, if you're praying like you're supposed to, if you're coming to church like you're supposed to, I want you to know something. Satan is going to work on you. But if you're not reading your Bible and you're not praying and you're not coming to church, guess what? Here's what Satan says, and this is true. I'm not going to bother that person because they're not doing what they're supposed to. I'm just going to leave them alone. I'm going to go after these faithful people, these people that show up for church and read their Bible and they pray and they do what they're supposed to do. I'm going to go after those people. And the Bible says we need to resist the devil. How many of you have ever resisted the devil? How many of you need to resist the devil right now? Don't raise your hands. Contemporary music artist Rich Mullins, one of my favorite, who was tragically killed in a car wreck in 1995, once wrote, "You'll meet the Lord in the furnace a long time before you meet Him in the sky." And I want you to know there's a lot of truth to that, because in this world we're going to have trouble. But hold on. John 16:33, "In this world you'll have trouble, but hold on, take heart, because I have overcome the world, and so will you." James 1, 2-4 says about trials, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so it may be mature and complete and lacking in anything." Consider it pure joy. Can I just be honest with you? I'm not there yet. Still working on that one. And maybe you're here this morning and God is putting you through a test. Man, I hate tests. Anyone else hate tests? In school, I hated tests. In college, I hated tests. Is Nikki here? I don't even like to go down to the driver's ed place and get tested. Can you remember that next time I come down? You know, even farmers have got to take chemical tests. Tim, you like taking chemical tests? I hate tests. But I want you to know, there are times in our life when God is going to allow us to be tested. He does not tempt us, but He does allow us to be tempted. He'll give us a test from time to time. And I don't like tests. But I want you to know that you're going to be tested. And when you are, what are you going to do about it? Who are you going to turn to? Who are you going to talk to? What are you going to do? Give it to God, amen? Give it to Him. I want you to remember 1 Corinthians 10:13. It's a tough one. Paul writes, "No temptations have overtaken you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He'll provide you a way to stand up underneath of it." I love that verse, as difficult as it is, because you know and I know that we're going to go through some things in life, and you can choose to hightail it and run, or you can choose to turn it over to God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not afraid to die because they knew their God and they knew where they were going. Let me ask you this morning, do you know your God and do you know where you are going today? A second lesson we learn from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is this: learn to always be strong in your faith, even when no one else is. Daniel 3:17 says, "If God does not save us from the fire, that's okay. I'm not going to bow and worship your God." We were talking in our small groups this past week about how long God will tolerate the nation of America heading in the direction that we're heading. I want you to know today, we are not heading in the right direction. How long will God continue to tolerate it before some other country takes over this nation? And this nation isn't very old compared to Israel and other nations. I want you to know, it can happen tomorrow. How many of you believe that? It can happen tomorrow. You know, we won World War II and World War I and World War II with a lot of state-of-the-art planes and tanks and... But I want you to know that people can defeat America without ever shooting a shot. They can defeat our economy. They can come in from the back door and they can get us worshiping other gods and they can get us doing things we would have normally not done. And our founding fathers would roll over backwards, would they not? if they see some of the things that is happening in America right now. This thing with Roe versus Wade is going to be readdressed this summer. I want you to know, I hope it is reversed. Amen. I hope the murder of innocent babies finally comes to an end so that God can bless America again. I believe He can. I really do, but it takes all of us coming together, fighting together for what is right. For a while, John Cougar Mellencamp was my favorite artist. That tells you how old I am. But he sang this song, and I loved it. You got to stand right up for something, or you're going to fall for anything. And the older I get, the more I realize that song is true. As you get older, there's a real temptation to slide away from Christ if you're not careful. If you're young, if you're sitting here this morning and you're young, there is a real temptation to allow the things and the people of this world to pull you away from the church. That's what Satan wants. I want you to know, I would not want to be a teenager these days. Can I just be honest with you? I would not want. How many of you would not want to be a teenager these days? Zachary's raising his hand. I pretty much have three teenagers. And I'll just be sitting here cleaning my gun, if you know what I mean. But all these teenagers, they're bombarded with all these temptations of drugs and alcohol and sex. And you can succumb to that temptation, or you can stand up and you can say, I will not sin against my God. Amen? I will not sin against my God. Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Man, I love that verse because there are days that I just don't understand God. Everybody say that. Some days I just don't understand. All right, don't say it. You say it next time. There are things that I don't understand. There are ways that God works that I sometimes don't understand. Can I tell you I have a trust issue? I think all of you do too. But hold on, because God is still in control. Hebrews 11:1 reminds us, now faith is being confident in what we hope for and having the assurance of something we cannot see. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, do you? I have no idea what's going to happen next week. I have no idea what's going to happen next month or next year, but I do know this. That the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is still the God of us today, and He is still in charge. And no matter what's going on in your life, how tough, how distant, how difficult, how troubling, I want you to know that God is in charge, and it's going to test your faith from time to time, and I want you to stand strong in the Lord. Because if you don't have God, you don't have anything. A third and final lesson we learn from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is this. Learn to always give God the glory when you walk through the fires of life. Daniel 3, 26-29 says, Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High, come out, come here. It's like he knew that God was going to save him. This is where the story gets very interesting. Why did he even go to the furnace? He'd have surely thought that they burn up in the fire. But no, he goes to the furnace and he says, come out. Come here. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And the satraps and the prefects and the governors and the royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies nor their hair. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. Then King Nebuchadnezzar said, praise be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel, talks about an angel here, and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve and worship any god except their own God, Yahweh. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who says anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will be cut into pieces and their houses turned to rubbish, for no god can save this way like Yahweh. And all God's people said. Now, when you study the life of King Nebuchadnezzar, it seems like this is kind of like a confession of faith. And many preachers and scholars have said this is King Nebuchadnezzar's confession of faith. From this day forward, he turned his life over to God, and he's going to be in heaven someday. I don't know that. We're not to place that judgment. But I want you to know, wouldn't that be great? If King Nebuchadnezzar, the evil god of the Babylonians, was in heaven someday because he turned his life over to God. Now the Bible says that King Nebuchadnezzar saw four people in the furnace. Now it could have been an angel, could have been Christ himself, could have been, we don't know for sure. He calls him an angel here. Most preachers agree that it was probably Jesus Christ. But I want you to know that Jesus was there as they went through the fiery furnace. 100% faithful, 100% sold out for Christ, 100% willing to go to the grave because of their faith in Jesus Christ. Psalm 31, 6 through 8 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." And just like God was with Moses, and later on with Joshua, so God also wants to be there for you when you go through the fires of life. Psalm 23, how many favorites for you people? How many like Psalm 23? Let's say it together. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, if thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me in all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And I want you to know today that whether you're on the mountaintop today or whether you're down in the valley this morning, God is there. He will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what. God is always there. Lean over your neighbor and say, "God is always there." He's always there. And when you go through these difficult times, I want you to know God is right here. He's right here. I want to close with a true story. Following World War II, the Allied forces were searching an abandoned house in Germany. When inside, they discovered the place where a victim of the Holocaust had etched these words on the side of a wall that was crumbling away, and it read like this: "I believe in the sun, even when it does not shine. I believe in love, even when I don't feel it being shown. I believe in God, even when He is silent." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could have turned from God that day, that one time. They could have turned away from Him, bowed down to King Nebuchadnezzar's image, but they did not. Would God have forgiven them? Probably. But they set an example for you and I today to stand up when the heat is on, no matter what. Let me ask you as we close out today, what will be said of you 100 years from today? What will people say about you 100 years from today? Because it's been a long time since Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and we're still talking about them. And I believe this: if you keep the faith, I believe that people in Lawrence County will be talking about you 100 years from today. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. No matter what you're going through today, you be faithful to God and you win. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, I know that the fires are blazing in the lives of some people today. Lord, I pray that you'll help them. While it's easy to turn away, it's not quite so easy following you through the fire. But Lord, help us to realize that there was only three people that walked out of that furnace. Jesus is still there. He's still in the fire, and we go through trials and tribulations. Lord, help us to realize that He never leaves us and He never forsakes us, no matter what. And Lord, if there's someone here today that needs to make a decision for you and be baptized, I pray that you'll help them do that. If there's somebody here today that needs to rededicate their life, I pray that you'll help them to do that. If there's someone here that wants to place their membership, we'd love to have them. But Lord, if there's someone here today that just needs prayer because they're going through a pretty big blazing fire, Lord, I pray that you'll help them walk forward and help us pray over them and help them to realize that God never leaves us or forsakes us. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.